North CRD Mobile. KA3J, KQ4CRG. KA3JA, KQ4CRG.
4CRG, KA3JCA.
Hey, Richard, what's happening?
Whole lot, Robert. I was coughing. I could barely hear you because of my coughing. I was having trouble breathing, but I'm okay now.
Just getting old, Richard. I'm telling you, I feel it every day. I just got off at work, headed to the house. Got all that bridge con. They finally got myself with that BridgeCom University, that Supercode plug. I finally got all that today.
Awesome. Well, don't worry about that Supercode plug, because I think if you read the email and stuff, like 6 months down, you get the Ultra Code plug also for free. So we're just going to go ahead and give you the Ultra Code plug now.
I got Dave. I figured that's the same one we copied off of your radio, eh?
Oh, it's not. It has, that Super Code plug has less in it than the Ultra Code plug.
Right, it is. Well, I ain't too much worried about it. I just wait to get that old hot spot in and get it set up and running. It doesn't look like it'd be too hard to set it up.
You know, did you look and check? Did you have a tracking number when you were going to get your stuff? Because I think I ordered the same day you did, and my speaker mic and battery will be here tomorrow.
Earlier today, and it said it was in Georgia, maybe, so I haven't looked lately.
Shane put a top priority on run over to Georgia and pick it up for us tonight. Hi. Yeah, let me check my email real quick, and I'll check and see when mine's doing.
KQ4CRG, standing by.
Speaking of it, too, in case you or anybody else is planning on going to the Rock Hill Ham Fest this weekend or the October 1st weekend, it's been canceled until further notice because of Hurricane Ian.
Yeah, I talk to anybody, I let them know. Appreciate the info.
Mine's in Atlanta, Georgia also. So, yeah, it'll probably be here on the truck first thing in the morning.
Well, there you go.
Still good for me. We'll probably have a lot of rain, so I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what Sally plans on doing. She'll probably visit her mom, but I don't know what's going to be open yet with a lot of the rain and stuff. We'll wait and see. I think the governor already declared it a pre-emergency or whatever, or a pre-activation. I missed part of the news.
All goes well. We'll do Saturday, everything. Well, I checked with that week, you know, Friday, you know, like last week. But that's maybe the week after that Saturday. I mean, you know, ain't no big deal. I don't think the wife's got nothing planned for this weekend. She, I forgot to ask. we'll get together on it, though. I'll try to get that doorbell transformer in for you, too.
I mentioned that, you know, I got to make sure I have my hands on it here. We kind of cleaned up our room a little bit when they delivered my hospital bed, so I got to find out where I put it at. So, but, alrighty, sir. Well, we'll be here on the radio, and I wanted to double check. You were able to hit the Spartanburg DMR repeater from your house, correct?
It is no problem. I'm getting it, I think. Yeah, on the DMR. Yeah.
Later on, we can try that when you go to chat one. What I'll do is I'll switch over to the Pickens channel and see if by chance that I can't get into it. In other words, like if I'm on the Pickens DMR and you're on the Spartanburg Chat 1 DMR, we should still be able to talk but I just want to make sure that's how they are connected, all right?
The DMR in the seat here right beside me, I can go chat one right now and we can find out.
I'll leave the 610 on in the background. Just give me a second to put it back in the DMR, the sub-channel back on. KA3JCA.
KQ4CRG. Back quiet.
4CRG on speed.
Double.
CPA mobile. KO4PXB also mobile.
TKV4NC mobile. Heavy traffic flow on 85 pounds.
KO4PXB, it is definitely not flowing on 85 into Greenville. I got off on the Brockman McClyman exit for one before the BMW because it was backed up to that far going at a snail's pace.
It's always like that. I don't know what is wrong with that place, but it's always. Yeah, it's snail's pace. You know that. Now we're on 85 south towards Anderson. It's traffic, but we're doing pretty good, 65 miles an hour, so I guess that's a good speed.
Definitely a good speed. Like I said, if you're heading into Greenville before you get to, well before you get to the Pelham Road, you won't be doing 65, you may be doing 0.65.
I'm on CPA, you're still there?
I'm mobile on westbound on way into Boulevard.
I'll tell you that. Headed to easily and it starts to clear out. But northbound is still flying, not that much, but still flying at good speed.
You're on 80.
I lost you there. I guess you're in a hole or something like that. Radios, I try every kind of known commutation and they work. It's a dead spot over there.
I'm trying to make a left turn. I don't know if they hit the repeater or not. I'm trying to make a left turn across three lanes of traffic. KB4CPA.
Are you eating at Red Lobster or just in the parking lot?
In the parking lot, just trying to bypass some traffic, but it didn't work out too well.
Hey, Patrick. This Patrick on the other repeater when he was changing frequencies. I guess I missed him again.
Hitting the repeater okay?
Sounds better now.
Mike, the Cadillac was making a left turn in the Red Lobster off of 291, and the trooper T-boned him and actually knocked him up on the curb. But, I mean, it wasn't his fault. It wasn't the officer's fault. It was the other guy's fault because he turned left in front of oncoming traffic. That's a no-no.
I just passed one a few minutes ago at 14 and 11. They seem to be all over the place today.
Even Friday.
you, I didn't used to mind driving on 85, but that Spartanburg to Greenville is getting so bad. It's worth going the back way. Now, I don't mind leaving my parents' house from Greenville to Spartanburg. Northbound's not nearly as bad. But especially on Friday afternoon, you can ride it off trying to get from Spartanburg to Greenville.
Yeah, when I left the range, I came back way to Hampton because they said 85 was backed up for 101 going southbound.
Crazy. Well, I've got a fun evening. I got to put in some drain lines I want to get in. After this new septic tank was put in, I want to keep the water off it when this hurricane comes in this weekend.
How's your car project going?
Pretty good. I'll have the brakes finished in, I'm saying 14 days, hopefully. But can't work on it tonight because I got this thing going. It's always something, man. And you guys say you get busier when you retire. I'm scared to retire.
Didn't need to work for the first couple of years after we got married, and every evening when I got home, she had a big to-do list, and I said, man, this girl needs something to do. So she's teaching school now. She don't have near the time she used to. Of course, she can still make the list on the side, but it's not near as long.
W4NGU. Ears are just not good enough to sort through that. How about a little slower?
My Darth Vader voice. Because of his nipples. King Victor 4, November Charlie Gabriel.
Oh, hi Gabriel. How you doing? You still working on radios?
I got time. I'm working on my table still. Finally, I got a free table to work on a couple things. I got an amplifier cleaning over there, waiting for parts, but I guess I'm going to make more progress over the winter, but I have a little bit more time-ish.
Come together. David, I'm just about to pass the church up here, and my house is next, so I'm going to sign off. She's got a spaghetti dinner waiting on me, and I'm not going to let it get cool. We'll see you fellas later and enjoy it. WD4, never give up, clear.
Bon appetit. And we catch you on the way back, okay, before I see Mobile.
Hey, yourself, and stay out of trouble. And, good luck with your project tonight. I want to talk to you later. KB4CPA. I'm getting ready to destinate here, so I'm going to clear out of here too. Good luck there on 85, and drive careful, Gabriel. And we'll talk to you later. KB4CPA Mobile.
I'm still going to Westminster, so I got still like
30 miles. So, I got right here. Yeah, traffic start to come in pack again, but just going back and forth and everybody goes faster, so I go to my speed. I'm not in a hurry. And I'm gonna have to spend the rest of the day over there. Try to fix that goddamn pocket, but we'll see. We'll see, we'll see. Alright, buddy. I'll catch you back later. KB4 and see you
tomorrow. KB4 CBA clear.
KB4NC, W4DJW. Still there, Gabriel? Did you say you were on 85?
My marker is 21 southbound.
How is it on southbound? And about where? Are you anywhere near, like, where, if you're coming out of Spartanburg, you get on 85?
No, gracious, good no. I'm in Anderson.
Well, how's the traffic there? My wife will be coming through there. Well, she should. She could be coming through now. Lately the traffic's been pretty bad. How is it now?
You know, it's always a bad place between mile 51 through the 61, something like that. It's always pretty bad. But over here, I'm at exit 19. It's cleared up again. It's just a little bit of traffic patch, but I'm doing 65. Everybody's doing like 75, 80. So we're pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Okay. I was just curious. I thought I heard you say you were on 85 or near it or something. Anyway, I just wanted to check and see how it was. I know she'll be coming through there soon. Did you have a good day?
He's on with somebody. Was it at the station?
KO4PXB. I was getting a traffic report. It's backed all the way up to the Brockton McClimbing because that's where I got off of, and I was running 3 miles an hour up to that point, so she won't be home for a while.
Okay, Lloyd, let me see if I got it. Yeah, sounds like I got it. I just pulled her up on the iPhone. I can see where she is. She's still in her building. She hadn't even left yet. But usually she's going through there this time of day if she gets out at a decent hour. But it doesn't look like she's going to get out at a decent hour. Of course, it wouldn't. According to what you're telling me, it wouldn't matter if she did. She'd be sitting out there going 3 miles an hour on 85. That's kind of like what I thought, Lloyd. Appreciate that update. W4DJW.
Glass.
Go ahead.
Yeah, where was the backup on 85 and in which direction?
Go ahead, Lloyd.
It was southbound, and I got off at the Brockman McClimbing, and I was running 3 miles an hour up to that point. So I got off at the, that's probably what, 56 or 57 exit, and it was running slow and backed up already to the Brockman McClimbing area.
Yeah, I had problems with 85 all the way down from Charlotte. I left Charlotte at 1:30 and got to Greenville at 4:30. So it took me 3 hours, which should have been a two-hour trip. But I'm going home anyhow. Right now, where I'm at is not too bad. I'm about 5 miles from the Calpins exit, northbound. But that can change any second. W4AYS, name is Dave.
KO4PXB Lloyd here. Like I said, that's why now, to the fact that it's supposed to be normally a 30 to 40 minute ride home, I can definitely get to facilities before I get home because the last week or so it's been backed up traffic at least three out of the 4 days.
GPS initially told me a 30 minute delay on 85, and I figured, well, that's about right. And it went anywhere from 30 minutes up to a 45-minute delay, and then up to finally an hour. So it was one of these days they'll get this road finished.
If they get it finished, it'll be about time to start it, start something else that will cause further traffic jam.
We got the same problems on 485, 77, and 85 in Charlotte, so it's not a local thing. And I saw something on the news this morning. They were saying that the increase in traffic is now come to a head nationwide, so it's everywhere.
Like I said, this was definitely a telltale sign that the road infrastructure did not keep up with the influx of people.
Yeah, you know, there was a portion of 485 around Charlotte when they first built it. By the time they got it finished, it was already obsolete. And I think that part now is just now fixing to go four lanes in both directions. Originally, it was two lanes in both directions.
And they wonder why people have road rage.
Well, I went to the doctor one day, and I asked, and they wanted to do a finger stick on me, and I said, well, just use my 485 driving finger, and I'll let you use your imagination to figure out which one that was.
It's KO4PXB. I figured that out pretty quick. Exit. You know it's really bad when you use both fingers to, you know, give people a salute.
Generally just refer to it as flying some birds on the interstate.
Yeah, like, that probably happens quite often.
They slow down northbound. Just can't tell you where I'm at, but there goes my window for getting something to eat before the Mecklenburg Radio Club meet tonight. Oh, well.
Mecklenburg Radio Club, did you say?
Yeah, Mecklenburg Amateur Radio Society. Same ones that put on the Hamfest.
You know Daryl, W4OH? Tell him W4DJW Dave said hello. I haven't seen him in 5 or 6 years.
And I will tell him you said howdy.
And welcome to the Greenville area. How long have you been going back and forth between Greenville and Charlotte?
Well, job warrants that I'm retired from the city of Gastonia. Out of their radio shop a couple years ago, and I've been doing courier work on the side here and there. And I wasn't going to do anything today. I had just gotten up off the couch and had turned on the app and called them and told them I was ready to go, and didn't hear anything out of them for about 45 minutes. I said, well, we'll just go figure out something else to do today. And no sooner than I stood up and was getting ready to sign off, they called me and said, we need you to go to Greenville. I said, well, all right. I don't mind it. It's gets you out of the house.
Well, I made that trip back and forth every day for 10 years, and then once a week for another 10 years. That's 1,000 miles a week for the first 10 years. That's the... And I had some days, those days where it takes 3 hours, that's nerve-wracking. You're bumper to bumper the whole way, and you can't do anything about it. That is nerve-wracking. Anyway, I'll let you and Lloyd get back to it. I just wondered if you knew Daryl. Again, W4DJW, telling me Dave says hello. That'll be easy to remember. It's the same name as yours. W4DJW, going back to my Raspberry Pis.
Well, I'll be right here. Don't look like I'm going anywhere. It says a 10-minute delay, so okay. I am in the 85 northbound parking lot, W4AYS.
It's KO4PXB. I'm on the parking lot of Highway 14 running. At least I'm moving. I'm doing 6 miles an hour.
But I couldn't tell you where I'm at because I don't see any mile markers.
As they would say in the military, you're LBS, and I cannot abbreviate at least the last character of it.
I'm north of Berg and south of Gaffney, somewhere between there. And it don't look like it's going to get any better here anytime soon. But I guess this is typical for this time of day and this part of the road anyhow, so...
That is definitely true, because you're probably coming up on the, where that shopping center up on the left for the, yeah, it's a major area right through there where you've got the concrete barriers that pretty much keeps the traffic stalemated during that construction area.
definitely concrete barriers everywhere you look. And you're probably going faster than I am now. I'm doing 4 miles an hour.
At you by seven.
The highway does this repeater cover?
To align that to Charlotte. More or less. That day, not that much.
Right here, and it's about time I on the way down around Gaffney. Looks like it gives you some pretty good coverage. I'm not exactly sure where my radio says Caesar's Head, but I'm not exactly sure where that is.
But I don't know what they did. They replaced antenna, the coaxes. But
you still have better coverage. This new rig at the Charlotte Ham Fest last March is one of those Anytone tri-banders with DMR. And we've only got, believe it or not, two DMR repeaters in Charlotte that have not D-Star, DMR. And I have yet to make a contact using the digital mode. So. Maybe one of these days.
We've got more repeaters over here. South Carolina, they got, well, the map shows they got a lot. I'm not sure, really. Not trying yet.
Well, let's see, there's only two DMR repeaters that I can get out of Charlotte. There's one over on Crowder's Mountain near Gastonia, and the other one's in Rock Hill. And the other DMR repeater just recently went off the air because the guy didn't want to pay for the internet service. It was a standalone, privately owned one, and they wanted an arm and a leg for the internet service out there, so he just finally just took it off the air. But I think the Mecklenburg Club's is working on getting that pair that he coordinated through Sarah, and we might be able to get his one up by next spring, hopefully, if all goes well.
Yeah, the commercial internet is very expensive, as far as I know. I ask, it's really, really expensive.
Is paying probably, from what I can remember, two repeater sites, and they're all linked together. Plus, we got one down at the Red Cross somewhere on Park Road, and all three of them have internet. And the two VHF machines, the 220 and the 440, are all tied in together by the internet, and so. It costs about $100 a month for all of that.
I mean, $100 is not that bad, but when the club is paying, but individual pays, yeah, that takes some toll on it.
But for 2 meters, you know, the one up is down in the Gant County on Spencer Mountain, and the other one, the VHF, the 94 is up in the northeast part of Charlotte, so, you know, that's pretty much, between those two, you got a pretty good coverage on that. We don't have the luxury like some of the folks do of Gaston County and able to get their stuff up on a 2,000-foot tower. There's just there are no 2,000-footers in Charlotte, and the folks downtown on the high-rise building are not very receptive, with the exception of one building, for putting up equipment down there.
For the fool of me sometimes, but, well, not much we can do about it. You know, the same register and everything on DMR, I don't even use it at all. Guess I still have it in the boxes. I mean, I start to mess with it, but then the location, the moving, start to come into me and put all that projects into the oven again. One of these days they're going to try it again. All right, this is my turn, I guess. Hold on, give me a minute. Okay, before I see my wolf.
Okay. Yeah, I have noticed that the range on DMR stuff is not quite not nearly as good as the analog, but that's the difference in digital and analog. Digital, you either got it or you don't. Okay, we'll talk at you soon. W4AYS, 5 miles an hour, northbound, 85.
Lucky you. Lucky me. I'm doing 65 knots twice since I live on land, I mean, Greenville. And I'm about half of the state line. And this is still northbound, this is still the same. It's just a very good speed, believe it or not.
Yeah, good talking with you. Appreciate you riding along with me there for a little ways, Sarah. W4AYS.
Game mobile. Wahala, South Carolina.